We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Andy Talley. Good morning, Coach Talley.
Good morning.
Good morning. You guys extend your winning streak to 3 with a nice 31-14 road win at Lafayette. Give me your breakdown of that victory.
Well, it wasn't easy. We've, really had a great effort from our defense and special teams that actually saved the day for us offensively. We didn't really have a very good day. We had trouble throwing the football. We ran the ball pretty well, but Zach Bednarczyk didn't have one of his better days. I'm not sure if he wasn't feeling well or what, but boy, he went from being 20 out of 26 the week before against Towson, and then Saturday he was barely 50%. So we struggled somewhat on offense, probably a little bit due to Lafayette's defense. And, I think our defense really came to play. I mean, we opened up the game. Tano Passignat scored on a fumble return. And then we had, an interception by Jeff Steeb, one of our linebackers, 38-yard interception for a touchdown. And really our defense just pulled it out for us. I mean, they gave us everything they had at Lafayette. It was, in the middle of the third quarter, I think the score was 16-14. So we were able to, pull away in the fourth quarter and take control of the game. But, it was a tough game out of league. And, again, I like the challenge of, playing hard in the third quarter. And we're going to have to do that in the CAA or be behind and figure out a way to come out and get it done in the fourth quarter and play for four quarters. And I think we did that. But, it was not really a great offensive show on our part. Really, it was really done by our defense and special teams. We blocked a punt, which gave us a short field, et cetera. So all in all, happy to get the victory and, looking forward to being back in the league against Elon and playing teams where it really matters in terms of the league championship, et cetera.
Tano was the CAA Defensive Player of the Week. You mentioned the fumble return, but 7 tackles, 3 tackles for loss, a couple of sacks, and he's obviously a big guy up front. And how difficult is he to stop and for opposing offenses, and what do you see as his potential down the road?
Well, he was certainly double-teamed quite a bit, which probably was a smart move on Lafayette's part. I think Tano right now, 6'7", and 290 pounds, and skinny as a rail, could really be 320 with a lot of quickness off the edge, is a definite pro prospect. All the guys that come into our place, and we've had every pro team twice looking at him, I think they feel he's, a middle-round guy, maybe sneak into the third or second round. He's all of that. I mean, he's really an outstanding player and has tremendous upside, great speed potential as a speed rush guy off the edge. So, I think he's one of the better guys to come in our league in a long time.
We're here with Villanova head coach Andy Talley. If you have a question for Coach Talley, just hit *1 on your keypad. We've got several in queue if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from Eric Watkins with theusport.com.
Good morning, Coach. Two items I wanted to ask you about. First off, what do you view as the two or three big keys for your team against Elon? And second off, I was wondering if you could give an update on Matt Goodzak and his timeline to return to action.
Yeah, I think right now, our concern is, getting on an airplane and flying down to Elon and seeing how we play. We've never played there before. And trying to become familiar with the surroundings. We'll be playing on grass. We usually play on turf. So I think we need to make an adjustment there. Just not being familiar with Elon's players or their style of offense and defense. So I think, we need to become aware quickly of the kind of team that we're playing. Certainly, their win over William and Mary got everybody's attention for sure. So, we know we're going to be in for a very, very difficult game. They are extremely well coached, and they just did a phenomenal job last week against William and Mary. Matt Goodzak should return this week. We expect him to play maybe 15 plays We're going to try and bring it back slowly because our two tailbacks right now are as good as Matt, maybe better, actually. Javon White, you know, had a really good game. And, you know, Aaron Forbes rushed for like 115 yards and I thought was just the best back on the field. So Matt's going to have to work hard to get back in the dance.
All right. Well, thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
Your next question is from the line of Terry Cooley with the Delco Times.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing great, Terry.
You know, in a game like that, to have your special teams do what it did, especially your kicker, Gerard Schmidt, that's been a kind of a sore spot for you to have him, you know, hit a field goal and four extra points had to be a good feeling for you and for the team.
Yeah, we looked like a real college football team. We made a 37-yarder, and we made all four extra points and looked good doing it. Our kickoff guy did a really good job. So, you know, we came away. Our punter, John Hinchin, usually is one of the better punters in the league. So we look like a football team that actually has a pretty good kicking game. And, we, you know, you've seen us early on. We've really had some issues coming along. But hopefully Gerard will continue his progress and we'll do a good job in that area and be able to count on him. I don't take him out too far for field goals. I just want him to keep his confidence level up and keep it, you know, in that 35-yard deal.
And talk a little about your defense is putting points on the board. How helpful is that? How much pressure does that take off the offense when they can get turnovers and put points on the board?
Well, they saved us this past weekend against Lafayette. I mean, they really did. I mean, we just didn't have a very good outing offensively. And when you have a defense that can actually score points for you or get the ball knocked down and turn it over with an opportunity to have short fields, you know, you're always in great shape. So, you know, right now they've certainly produced in the last couple of weeks. And, you know, I hope that that progress continues because there's some game changers, you know, on the defensive side of the ball.
Thanks, Andy.
Okay, Terry.
Your next question is from the line of Christopher Hardell with Harp at the Radio.
Hey, Coach Andy. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Talk about the last 2 weeks, big interception in the third quarter or late in the game to lock up the game. Is that something you guys, it's been, that's a pretty good way to, you know, finish a game real quick with a nice big interception.
Well, I think those things can never be predicted. You never really know when you're going to get one. You know, sometimes you've got a guy covered and, you know, he makes a great catch. Or sometimes you get a tipped ball and you have an opportunity to return it. So it's not something you can count on. We try to play good pass defense and be in the right spot and put enough pressure on the quarterback to hopefully get a bad throw. But, you know, I think we've just been fortunate to be in the right place at the right time.
I know this is only Monday. What do you see on film for Elon? Because you're coming off a big win over William & Mary on the road. So what do you see?
Yeah, I was impressed. Yeah, William & Mary is not a good place to play. It's a tough place to win. And so that impressed me that Elon could go there and do that. And they did it in convincing fashion. I mean, there was no question about it. I mean, they took control of the game early and, you know, were absolutely stout throughout the whole game. Defensively, they did a great job. They have a lot of team speed. I love their quarterback, terrific running back, and they can play defense. They can run. I think it's a typical Southern team with really good speed. So they remind me of JMU a lot. I think they're going to be a load for Villanova.
Well, good luck this week and this your trip down there.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Henry Clay, CBS Radio Sports.
Good morning, Andy.
Hi, Henry. How are you?
Well, thank you. What concerns you most about your club going into conference play?
Well, I think the biggest thing right now is to get back up on the horse and play at the level that we did against Cowson. I think because we didn't know Lafayette and Lehigh very much, and, you know, we kind of let down a little bit. The league is so competitive that when you're in the CAA, you have to roll out your best deal every single week. And I think sometimes our players relax a little bit when we're playing out of league. So we're excited to be back. We have to play at a high level across the board to compete with Elon. And, you know, from now on in, we're in the CAA. So anybody can beat anybody on any given day. And that's what makes it a great league.
Very good. Thank you. Good luck down there this weekend.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Andy, thanks for your time this morning. We really appreciate it. And we look forward to talking to you again next week.
My pleasure. Thanks.
All right, thanks. Bye.